Well, we keep learning what friendship with God is like, and when you are faith tested by God and you pass the test, there's going to be this great remuneration. You go to a whole new level in your relationship with God. Abraham had been put to a ultimate test, which was designed to determine if Abraham loved Isaac more than God or God more than Isaac. And Abraham was proved faithful, and now it's time for this award ceremony. And when believers obey God by making great personal sacrifices out of a reverence and love for God, God will greatly reward that faithful believer both temporarily and eternally. And every believer may be absolutely certain that faithfulness to God does not go unnoticed or will not go unrewarded. God, the Son himself, is the source of the reward. Look at verses 15 and 16 of chapter 22. It says, "And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this, you have not withheld your son, your only son.'" So this is the second time in the narrative context in which the angel of the Lord is called out to Abraham. And he obviously is God, because the sacrifice was made to him. And now he swears by himself. First time he called out to Abraham was to inform not to touch his son, because the test is over. And the second time is to inform him that he will be greatly rewarded because he was willing to touch his son. And as we have previously discussed, the angel of the Lord is none other than pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. It's the second member of the Trinity who, according to John, had a definite link with Abraham. The fact that he himself swore to reward Abraham indicates that this Son of God viewed this willingness to offer his only son in a very special and a very personal way. This would be the family line through which he would come, and the fact that his father was willing to sacrifice his own son was very important to him. That Hebrew word swear is one that refers to a very sacred divine oath and promise. Rewarding Abraham was something the Son of God personally promised he would do by himself. The reason he swore by himself is because God cannot appeal to any greater than himself, and this particularly was a reward of the Son of God. So God the Son himself rewards or reveals the specifics of the reward. Look at the first part of verse 17. He says this, "I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring." And so there's a numerical prosperity. The promises that Abraham's seed will be multiplied as the stars of the heaven. You see that as the verse goes on. It says, as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. So both of those things, they can't be calculated to this day because the number is so much. And that's a promise that's not new to Abraham. What is new is the number will become incalculable by the personal oversight of the Son of God. At this point, this promise is given. Abraham is an old man with only one seed of promise, and that was Isaac. Jesus Christ has taken personal charge of this blessing, and no one can possibly number the physical or spiritual seed of Abraham. And this is true for Israel, and it's true for the church. This becomes very practical for us, because our individual salvation has been specifically been wrought by Christ himself as part of this Abrahamic reward. And then look at this, the second part of verse 17. It says, "And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies." And so there's going to be a national prosperity. The promise to Abraham is that the seed would possess the gate of their enemies. The word possess refers to taking possession of something by forcefully expelling, driving out, and occupying the area. This is the promise that Abraham's seed will one day literally take charge of the cities of the world and will eventually become the central governmental power. And the Son of God will personally see to it that this will happen. And notice the noun enemies is plural. Israel has many enemies, but one day she will control the very places those enemies live. And that person that will rule will be Jesus Christ. And then there's the reward of international prosperity. Look at verse 18. It says, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Three times the word seed, singular, now plural, is used, which is a direct reference to Christ. Galatians 3:16. Jesus Christ is promising Abraham that he himself will become through this family line. And this is the first use of in the Bible of the word obey. as Dr. Morris said, obedience to God results in rich blessings. Every time any person, anywhere is blessed by God, whether it be salvation or some reward, it is somehow connected to Abraham as part of the reward for this remarkable faithfulness and obedience. And then God himself starts the reward. Look at verse 19. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. Now after these things, it was told to Abraham, behold, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor, Uz his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaph, and Bethuel. Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Ramah, bore Teba, Gaham, Tahish, and Makkah. So Abraham went back to Beersheba, where he lived, and immediately received word of his relatives' physical prosperity. This lineage set the stage for Rebekah, Isaac's future wife. This report of family prosperity may have seemed insignificant at the time it happened, because Abraham had just returned from a powerful experience with God. But behind this news was the sovereignty of God blessing Abraham, for it would be this very report that would lead Abraham to Isaac's wife. When a believer chooses to obey God and is willing to make personal sacrifices for God, he is headed to great blessing, both temporal and eternal. The fact is, any spiritual blessing anyone ever receives comes from some connection to Abraham.